So along these lines, last night I was just reading in your island book and came across a section talking about the tenfold path, and wonder if you could speak a little bit about the last two parts of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the eightfold path is generally sort of seen as the path of practice, and is a path of practice. But then the Buddha also pointing to, well, there's the right results of that path and where we want to take that path to lead. So the last two steps of that path, say, beginning at right view, right concentration, but then right knowledge and right liberation. And that... I think it's really helpful to be considering, in the sense that, you know, because there's all sorts of things that we can know and understand in the Buddha's teachings, or and any kind of practice, but is it actually beneficial? And the Buddha kept emphasizing over and over again that this path is for, say, I teach only two things, suffering and a suffering. Dukkha and cessation of dukkha. Sort of stress and the end of stress. And so those are, so whatever knowledge that we gain, and even whatever liberation, vimutti, whatever freedom we gain, should also be reflected on in terms of, is it in line with that freedom from suffering, from discontent, dissatisfaction, dis-ease. Because we can gain knowledge and it, even the heart gets freed and becomes very spacious. And we can still make a problem of that. You know, we're incredibly adept at doing that. So that being able to really keep reflecting, keep challenging ourselves so that we really come to a place of that, yeah, right knowledge, right liberation.